And I think the root with fear is it wants to silence us and to keep us saying, you know what? I'm not qualified, so I'm going to hold back.
Yeah.
You know? And I think when we counteract that, I think that that's when the power comes in, because we have a choice. Am I going to believe that today?
Yeah.
I'm going to believe that right now, or I'm going to press through it and fight it because I know that I have something to offer.
Welcome to More Than Small Talk. We're Susie Eller,
Jennifer Watson,
and Holly Girth, writers and real life friends. We're inviting you to go deeper, become freer, and feel more connected.
So imagine you have a cup of coffee, a mug of tea, or a green smoothie in your hand,
and we're all hanging out in your living room together.
Thanks for joining us today for More Than Small Talk. We're so glad you're here again, fourth chair friends. And this week, we are wondering if you have ever struggled with lies.
Well, we have a great confession question, and I got all my vulnerable feelers right up there at the top. So what's a lie that you have believed about who you are?
This is so hard. And I wanted to just be vulnerable because I feel like that's how we all are. But this is a hard one for me. I always felt like I wasn't smart enough. And that root started at a very young age. And it wasn't until I was older that I was like, you know what? I am smart, you know? So I have this anxiety and fear that sometimes I blank out, but that doesn't mean all of that information is gone. It just means for a short moment, you know, I can't find the right word or the right sentence to say, you know? So I had to really change the way I thought about that. But that was a lie that I believed for a really long time.
You know, I think there are people out there right now taking like a really deep breath and saying, oh, awesome. It's not just me, you know, that when you're looking at the refrigerator and you're saying, you know, get it out of that square thing that's cold on the inside, you know?
Yeah.
I've been studying introverts. Introverts especially struggle with that. And it's actually like an emergency brake in our brain.
Yes.
That's like our brain just pulls it sometimes. If it's in a high stress situation, it's kind of its way of saying like, let's slow down and think about this, which is actually a real strength.
Yeah.
You know, of introverts is that we process carefully and, you know, slowly and deeply, but sometimes it can throw us off in the moment because we feel rushed to give an answer.
Yes.
And then our brain perceives that as a threat and throws that emergency brake, which only makes things worse.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But it's actually kind of this universal thing that it just, like you said, if you just say, okay, deep breath, it's going to be fine. It's in there. Then we get past it and keep going
forward. I love that. Yeah. I absolutely love this because it totally just put a different spin on it. So when that happens and I'm pointing at the refrigerator saying, you know, the square thing that's cold on the inside, I'm going to think, hey, my brain just put on the brakes and it's allowing me to slow down. I mean, like that totally put a different spin on that.
Yeah. It's just a more complex pathway that our brains use sometimes, which makes it slower. Mm-hmm. So,
Holly, is there a lie that you've ever believed about yourself?
Well, speaking of introverts, I think a lie I believed is something is wrong with who God made you. Especially as a young introvert, not even having that word to use to describe who I am. Right. I heard a lot, you're too quiet, you know, because I would listen and observe as a kid. And I had my little tribe that I was comfortable with. But a lot of times in bigger settings, I would tend to hang back a little and just see what was going on. And so I felt like I had to force myself, you know, that somehow I didn't love people as much, or maybe I didn't even love Jesus as much, or, you know, that somehow my worth as a person was tied to how much I talked. And it's taken me a long time to realize, you know, that God made me intentionally who I am, and God made extroverts who they are, and that we are not to look at each other and say, you're to this or to that, because God has said, you know, you're just right for the purpose I have for your life.
Yeah. And this is truly a vulnerable question. Mm-hmm. You're so right, Jennifer, because when I thought about the answer to this question, it led me into a direction like I really didn't want to talk about, because it's, you know, to poke the bear, like it's a tender spot for me. So I grew up in a home that was pretty chaotic and dysfunctional. And so I was completely 100% on my own at 17. And I'm talking financially on my own in every way. And I managed to get to a little 2-year college that I didn't get to finish because I was working two jobs. I was trying to pay for my car and insurance and where I was living and my tuition. And I just ran out of money. I just couldn't do it. And so I went back at the age of 30 and I got sick with cancer. And so I had to stop. And I remember when they told me, you know, you have cancer. And I like, I can't have cancer. I have a class on Monday. You know, that's a really tender area for me because sometimes I believe the lie that I'm not qualified to do what I do because I don't have a degree after my name.
Mm.
And I'm telling you, even sharing that, like all the feels are out there, yeah, it's a super vulnerable place for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that, you know, hearing that and what Jennifer said, like I get mad because I think like that is the enemy, right? Mm-hmm. I think he probably.
Sometimes the enemy has skin on.
You know, yes. And that's what I was thinking. Sometimes it's just people being people and they hurt us, but it's like he puts extra poison on the tip of some of those arrows. Yes. And I think he does that in the areas where he wants to use us. Like he's struggling with feeling smart, like you're called to write books.
Like, you know? I'm literally tearing up right now. Like this is how vulnerable this is. This I is mean, how. And like I don't want to cry. I'm more than small talk, but I do want to be honest and just say that. You know, I went to dinner with some friends the other day and they're great, great friends. And usually when the question is asked, it's asked so innocently and it's just because they're trying to talk and learn more about you. And it was like, so what is your degree behind, you know, doing what you do that I've been doing for 20 years? And so I tried to answer and I found myself explaining instead of just saying. And so his wife, who's bilingual, she said something to him in another language, which I knew was like code speak for like she was totally getting on to.
Yeah, like shut it down.
But I tried to explain, this is not you guys. This is not you. That was such an innocent question. This is just a tender, tender place in me. And I realize this because I have accepted a lie that says that I'm not qualified, even though I know I am. I know I am.
Yeah. Yeah. And the two of you, I can look, you know, you both have difficult family backgrounds.
Yeah.
And my story just isn't that. And I can look at the two of you and think I'm not qualified because I haven't been through that kind of hard thing.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I think probably we all, not to minimize at all, you know, yours, but I think we probably all have something that feels like disqualifies us.
I agree.
I'm disqualified because I don't have a degree, because I don't have enough life experience, because I'm an introvert, because I'm an extrovert, because, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I think the root with fear is it wants to silence us and to keep us saying, you know what? I'm not qualified, so I'm going to hold back.
Yeah.
You know? And I think when we counteract that, I think that that's when the power comes in because we have a choice. Am I going to believe that today?
Yeah.
I'm going to believe that right now, or I'm going to press through it and fight it because I know that I have something to offer, or I know that I'm smart. And I know I went to the school of hard knocks and learned more than you can in four years, you know? So I think that, you know, how we fight this and giving each other permission to do that is powerful. So I think we all walked in like feeling very vulnerable. I mean, like I was scared, but now I feel understood. And I feel like someone is listening and says, you know what? I don't feel alone right now.
Yeah.
Like she gets me.
Yeah.
And that is power.
I think that's important. And it's also like, I think one of the reasons it's so tender for me is that it was something I was fighting so hard for and it got knocked down every time.
Yeah.
You know? And so I love learning. Mm-hmm. I love reading. I love, if you ever sit down and listen to what I'm listening to on podcast or what I'm studying or learning, I'm a lifelong learner and it's something that I absolutely love. And so that makes it even more tender because, and again, just being so honest here, is you kind of have to, you feel like you have to kind of prove yourself.
Right.
Like, I know I don't have this letter after my name, but I read 5 books last week. You know, I love to learn about this, but we can't go around having to prove ourselves. We have to come to the place or maybe it's an invitation to come to a place to where you say, I am who I am. And I bring to the table what I bring to the table. And it's good. Right. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
And I can relate to that. In my years of infertility, people would ask me, how many kids do you have?
Yes.
You know, and yeah. I would, being a mom was something I really wanted. And, yeah. you know, I would have to say, you know, right now I don't have any. And then I would feel like I needed to justify and say, but yeah. I mentor people, but I, yeah. you know, but I write books that are like my babies. Yeah. And I wonder if that phrase, but I is something that we can watch for yeah. and instead right. say, but God.
Right.
You know, because I think the lie beneath the lie is God's ability to use us depends on us. When the reality is, he was a donkey in the Old Testament, you know?
Yeah.
So, and he says, if we don't do it, even the rocks will cry out, yeah. you know? So in a way, we can't be disqualified.
No. Well, and also, if this is the standard, whatever it is, if there's standards, then, and I look at the 12 that Jesus chose after praying all night long, then all of them would be disqualified for right. something.
Totally. Yeah.
I so, love that. So what is going to, where's the truth?
Kleenex?
Yeah, exactly. Let's pass this out. So what's the truth that's going to replace that lie that you're feeling?
I think it starts with what I just shared, you yeah. know, that like, it's not about me. It's about God mm-hmm. and that he says anything is possible yeah. with him.
Right. Yeah. Well, and I believe that finding joy in what God can do with our gaps is really sweet. Mm-hmm. You know, this lie that I just shared that I know that I believe because it's tender, it doesn't come up very often. It's not like I'm walking around like a wounded warrior, you know.
No.
But when it does happen, rather than trying to defend what I'm not, is to just settle into and embrace who I am because of God and think, I mean, because that's just one gap that the Lord has filled in my life. There's a lot mm-hmm. of them.
Right.
So to be able to say, we all have gaps, and this is who God is as we surrender that gap to him and say, hey, let's see what you can do with this.
Yeah.
Well, what he can do is he can take a girl raised in dysfunction who didn't know Christ until later, and he can make her a Bible teacher. That's what he can do.
Yeah.
You know, he can take an introvert and make her a connector, and she can stand in front of a crowd of 8,000 people and talk about the glory and the beauty of who Jesus is. That's what he can do. He can take a girl who was raised in dysfunction and make her an impactor of people.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he can do.
Yeah.
I'm ready to preach now.
One scripture that I lean on a lot, and this has just become something that I treasure so much because I believe it now. And it's 2 Timothy 1:7. It says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Yeah. So when I feel that moment where my brain kind of circuits out, this is what I quote to myself and say, that's what I have. This is what I have access to.
Yeah.
And then the fear kind of goes away. And so what I've done in certain situations, you know, while I'm like saying that to myself, I'm like, give me just a second.
Yeah.
You know, like I lost my words, but I'm yeah. going to come back to you.
Yeah. I have you my know? Verbs, but I've yeah. lost my nouns. It will come back.
It will come back. So just give me just a second. You know, I was thrown off. And so, and then I lead into that, you know, and it becomes a different conversation. You know, to where I'm not inadequate. I just had a little glitch.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I think when people see that, they just think she's human too.
Yes.
You know, because we all have those things that yes. every once in a while it's happened to us and we're like, man, I did that again. You know, like I'm always tripping over something. And, you know, we all just have these little things that yeah. we think are bigger than they are.
Right.
You know?
Well, and if suddenly when somebody brings something up, you feel that tender place, I think it's okay to stop and you and the Lord just examine that together and say, okay, Lord, this is really tender. Mm-hmm. So there's a reason for that. And maybe there's a little area here where you and I need to work on together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good. But don't ever walk in the door discounting who you are from the beginning.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I was looking at a verse in Acts yesterday, and I'm going to totally paraphrase it. So, but it was Peter and John doing ministry not long after Jesus had ascended. And it said that those watching them took note that they were uneducated, but that they were men who had been with Jesus.
Yes. Wow.
And I think we can fill that in with whatever we feel self-conscious about it. They took note that they were an introvert or, you know, whatever it is. Yeah. But
I love that verse because they were women. They took note that they were ordinary and and uneducated men. Yes.
Susie reads her Bible more than
that is such a beautiful phrase. And what I love about that, I actually preach a whole message on that verse, is that what they noted about them, they couldn't help but notice that they were ordinary and uneducated. But what took their breath away is they couldn't help but recognize that they had been with Jesus.
Yeah.
And I thought, that's the impression that was left. Lord, let that be the impression that we each leave, that people can't help but recognize that here's a gap, there's a gap, but they also can't help but recognize that she has been with Jesus. Mm. Good stuff.
Yes. So good.
So if we get down to just the practical level, you know, we like to include that, especially if we can do it in 5 minutes or less. If we are wrestling with lies today, if women listening are wrestling with lies today, what is one small step that we can take toward freedom?
Yeah. Lie has to be knocked out with truth. And later we're going to talk about a resource, but I literally have created a resource that you can download that takes some of the most common lies that we have, that we believe, and we replace it with the truth, but then we solidify that with the word of God behind that. So it's like a 1-2 punch.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Something that I've been doing, that one step that I can take, is to take the pressure off by relaxing, you know, because if I go into a situation with fear, then I can be certain that that's going to trip me up. But if I go into a situation, say, I'm going to let my guard down just a little bit, and I'm going to be confident when I walk through the doors, that changes everything. So I think just coming at whatever I'm facing with confidence just changes everything. Yeah. Or fighting those lies.
And I think asking the question, where is this coming from? Whatever we're hearing in our minds, you know, because a lot of times we just assume if it's a thought we have, then it is what it is. But, you know, when I ask that, sometimes it's the culture around me. Sometimes it's something a mean kid on the playground said to me 40 years ago, you know. Well, I would have been one then, so maybe 20. you know, is it the enemy? Like, is it just my own self tripping me up, you know, or is it God? And if it's not God, then that tells me that that needs some tweaking, that, you know, that's not the truth. So even pausing just for a minute and saying, where is this really coming from?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if it brings condemnation, if it has criticism, then we can trust that it is not from the Lord.
Then the lie is disqualified.
Yes. There you go. That's, I like that. Disqualify the lie.
Yeah, disqualify that lie. That's so, so good. Well, we have some great resources for you because I know you want to take this deeper. And I am so excited. I got to like touch it and feel it today. Holly has a brand new book out called What's True About You. But it doesn't stop there. It's this beautiful gift book that just is encouraging. But it has a Bible journaling kit, and it is gorgeous. So if you love having the truth come to life in the pages of your Bible by journaling and art, this is a resource for you.
Yes, and we have shared about Jennifer's book, Freedom, that recently came out, but she especially has a chapter that will be helpful with this issue called Dealing with Your Inner Mean Girl. So if you've got an inner mean girl who is responsible for some of those lies, then her book will help you kick her out.
Yes. And Susie has this beautiful book called The Spirit-Led Heart, and she just referenced this printable earlier. So you can link to our Facebook group, The More Than Small Talk, to download this printable about the lies and the truth to kind of counteract those lies. Very powerful.
Yeah. So I think as we wrap up, let's just focus on a few truths that apply to us, which is today you are loved just as you are. You have a purpose. and you're a part of God's plan. And because of Jesus, you have everything you need, and you're all you need to be to accomplish what He wants you to with your life.
And that's what's true about you.
And that's it for today's episode. Thanks for going deeper, becoming freer, and connecting with us. More Than Small Talk is a part of the KLRC Podcast Network and is produced by Kara Culver. Show notes and resources are available on the More Than Small Talk page on KLRC.com. You can also join us in the More Than Small Talk Facebook group. Subscribe to More Than Small Talk on your favorite podcast app so you won't ever miss an episode.